Me and Peanut, the old guy assigned to me, were only down one level in the millipede tunnels, and I was already sweating, not just from the thick air. Our only eyes were radar goggles with IR sets, everything in shadow colors. Our only defenses were the charge guns we carried, one each, with a dozen backup batteries. Laughable for an extraction. But Peanut kept on talking like this was nothing, just another training exercise. I shivered and swept a line of sweat off my forehead.
"Necessity, kid," Peanut said as he held up a hand and grinned.
He reared up and crashed his right boot through the crust of goo and rock in the left-hand wall, then widened the hole with more kicks.
"You get a peed doing a midlife bug-out and you have to go in. Otherwise, peeds get sense that we can't control them then. Shit. You're one of Occupation 5 or 6 nests bugged out together. Freaking mess. 2 keeper stations wiped out."
"Uh-huh," I grunted, swallowing a sour taste that kept coming up in my mouth. We were scanning the little ovoid den by that time. The millipede who'd bugged out and attacked a keeper station, then dived wildly all over the place after being driven off, had been seen, entering this colony just 10 minutes ago. So we'd suited and gone in after it, dropped into the entrance hole, kicking our way into every den we hit, looking for fresh trail. This den seemed clear. Still, the milky sour stink was strong, and the grit in the air kept tickling little coughs out of both of us. Problem was, the peds sometimes liked to chew their ways into and through the walls of these little pocket dens, kind of an oral fixation. Not that their bodies used the wall material. They just kind of ground it down, slimed it with milky goop, then pumped it out their sphincters. Saw one do that to a stupid keeper on a picto they showed us in our keeper training. Only, almost nothing of the keeper came out the other end. Their bodies did use meat.
"Tapping!" Peanut coughed from under his helmet. "Cover me!"
He reached into his belt to pull out a tapper, a keeper's personal sounding device that gave you a quick and dirty scan of a peed wall's integrity. Also caught the movers, peds chewing quietly through the walls in the hopes of coming out behind your position and chewing you. That simple stratagem had just about decimated our ground troops when humans first did a drop and grab of this planet.
"Nothing, nothing."
Peanut was running the tapper along the far wall, tilting it to get a glimpse down into the sinkhole this den had at the far side. Our xenologists still couldn't explain why some peed dens seemed to follow a simple, two-dimensional floor structure, while others had these dips and sudden overhead spaces, or why they bothered with any sort of den spaces at all when they seemed to spend most of their time chomping tunnels like extraterrestrial earthworms. Then again, the two xenologists assigned to this tiny planet weren't exactly the pick of the Earth-hold. They were mostly new draftees like me, called to service in these bewildering years of conquest.
"Wait, wait, tunnels, I got tunnels."
Peanut was clearing his throat hard, I saw nervously. The tapper was shaking a bit in his hand, and I saw him wipe sweat from the little strip of forehead between his goggles and helmet before I spun around again to make sure our backs were clear.
"Whoa, doggy," he coughed, and there was a wobble in his voice when he said, "at least one peed in deep."
Which is when it finally sank in that even Peanut knew he was too old for this shit. Even with his muscle augmentations, the man was pushing 70. If we hit a full nest fight on this extraction, he was going to be strictly a liability. I was glad I couldn't see his eyes.
"It's coming up. Coming. Coming."
Peanut belted the tapper now and backed away from the wall, aiming his blaster at a place just down the sinkhole. He could have just tossed down a zip bomb from his belt, I thought wildly. Just blow the wall on peds. Not the procedure they'd taught us in training, but this was real. Why take... I was too slow to get out of his way, and he whipped an elbow back at me.
"Move it, kid. Right wall. Aim at the beak on attack. If it's the rogue, just freaking spray. You ready?"